Good morning. The trough of low pressure, which has been establishing itself over us over the last couple of days, continues to produce scattered snow showers. Some areas picked up another dusting up to an inch or two of snow overnight, and that's greeting us here for the early morning drive-in spot, so it will be slower than usual. Scattered snow showers off and on will persist through the early to mid-morning hours before things start to quiet down this afternoon, maybe even some breaks in the clouds revealing a little bit of sunshine as temperatures climb into the middle 30s. As a weak disturbance passes by, the wind will pick up later on tonight, and lake effect snows will get going downwind of Lake Ontario. The snow belts will pick up several inches of snow, with another coating up to an inch or two as we get deeper into eastern New York and western New England, perhaps a little bit more in some of the more persistent snow bands. Overall, though, the breeze will add to the chill, and temperatures will be back into the teens tonight, only making it back into the lower 20s tomorrow, and as weak disturbances passes by, we'll have occasional snow showers and some heavier squalls off the Great Lakes, and we'll see that cold air settle in as we head toward Friday. Another Alberta Clipper will head our way on Friday afternoon with increasing clouds. There is the shot of a few light snow showers as it passes by late in the afternoon and into the evening, highs on Friday in the 20s. And then behind this Clipper is when we'll get into the coldest air of the season. Temperatures will nosedive Friday night, and with a mix of sun and clouds, only make it back into the single digits to near 10 above for afternoon highs on Saturday. Furthermore, the wind will be gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, and this will make it feel bitter cold with wind chill values as low as 30 below zero. Actual temperatures will go below zero easily on Saturday night, and despite a return to full sunshine on Sunday, highs will only be in the lower teens. Temperatures will moderate considerably early next week, although we'll have the chance for some light snow on Monday in the mid-20s and a chance of snow or rain in the 30s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, with cold air flowing over the open waters of the Great Lakes, lake effect snow will develop downwind of the lakes and over the higher elevations in the northern and central Appalachians. Winter storm warnings have been issued for extreme western lower Michigan, downwind of Lake Michigan, for as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow. Lake effect snow warnings are out downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario for as much as 10 to 20 inches of snow in the more persistent bands. And with the trough established over the eastern third of the country, light snow is expected across the Appalachian Mountains, and winter weather advisories are in effect in these locations. The Arctic air in the east will sweep all the way down to the deep south, and hard freeze warnings are in effect for the northern parts of Florida through tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 9 above zero, with a west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 29 degrees with a dew point of 25, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.55 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 9 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with snow showers in the mid-30s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with snow and blowing snow and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 28, that's 3 degrees above normal. 1.5 inches of snow yesterday, for the month now 2.8 inches, which is 1.4 inches below normal. And 8.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 30.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 53 set in 1955, and the record low 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:20 p.m., 10 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the lower teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the middle to upper 30s. More snow showers tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers and perhaps some heavier squalls today as the wind picks up out of the west later this afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers and heavier squalls downwind of the Great Lakes tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow showers today and perhaps some more persistent squalls and highs in the middle 30s. Cloudy with more snow showers tonight, becoming breezy, lows back into the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow showers off and on today and highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers becoming breezy tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, windy and much colder, scattered snow showers and squalls, lower 20s early, then temperatures fall during the day. Increasing clouds with late-day snow showers Friday in the lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and bitter cold Saturday, only near 10 above with wind chills well below zero. Mostly sunny, very cold Sunday, lower teens, mid-20s with a chance of light snow Monday, and a chance of rain and snow back into the 30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.